Joined now by the former Liberal leader, indeed former presiding officer in the Scottish Parliament, Lord Steele, man of many parts. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
In Selkirk. Where do you stand on this question of what Sir John believes is the threat of the Nationalists?
Well, I've always liked John Major, but I don't think he's ever understood Scotland. He didn't when he was Prime Minister, and he's taking the same line now. I think that Michael Forsyth is correct, that the Tories are really doing the SNP a favour by bringing them to the centre stage of the campaign. And in fact, Michael Forsyth is also right to remind them that it was the Conservatives who supported the minority SNP government in the Scottish Parliament and saw them through four years of government. So they have a track record here. And it's therefore rather odd, isn't it, that the SNP are being slightly ungrateful to the Tories in saying that they wouldn't have any truck with them when they come to Westminster.
Well, it's one thing to argue, as you just have, that this doesn't make sense politically for John Major to do what he's doing. It rather helps the Nationalists. There is another question, of course, which is the pertinent one, really, isn't it? Which is, what would happen if the SNP do as well as some of the polls are suggesting, or even half as well as some of the polls are suggesting? And there they are, on the hinge of power, as it were, in the Commons. You've talked about coalitions and arrangements for most of your political life in politics. Yep. What do you think the consequence for all of us of that would be?
I think the consequence is likely to be that we will end up with a minority government. I mean, Ed Miliband has made it quite clear that he doesn't want any deal with the SNP. And if you stop to think about it, if the SNP do quite well in the election, which everyone expects them to, it'll be at the expense of the Labour Party. The idea that having killed off a lot of Labour MPs, the Labour Party is going to embrace them in Westminster is really the realm of fantasy, I think.
Well, except that, of course, much of the stuff that is in the SNP manifesto, much of what Nicola Sturgeon has said over the last couple of weeks, is in line with the broad thrust of Labour policy. Some of it isn't, of course, on the question of the union and on the question of full fiscal autonomy for Scotland, but much of it on social legislation is. Well, so an arrangement would be a very obvious one.
Well, that's what the SNP would like. And in fact, there was a very interesting moment yesterday when the SNP were launching the manifesto, and Nicola Sturgeon, in her speech, was saying, of course, we believe in independence. There was loud applause from the audience, whereupon she said, oh, but hang on a minute, this election is not about independence, and was sort of rebuking her own supporters for revealing their hand. I thought that was an interesting moment. But that's basically what they're about. What she is trying to do, and she's a very astute politician, I know her well, she's saying, look, vote for us and we'll provide a better Labour policy than the Labour Party, which is an odd but interesting way to play it.
Do you think that the Nationalists, in a position of influence in the House of Commons, would have every interest in pulling the rug out from under a minority government when it suited them? Or would they have the political imperative to see it through?
I think there would be strong pressure to see it through. I mean, if you look at the position that the Liberals were in after the last election, I don't think Nick Clegg has had nearly enough credit for his role as Deputy Prime Minister, because if you remember 5 years ago, people were saying, oh, this will never last, it'll never work. And in fact, he took the bold and unpopular decision to bolster a Conservative-led government in order to provide stability and get our finances right. That was the object of the exercise. And I think if the SNP find themselves in that position, they might find that they've really no alternative. Otherwise, they simply become the wreckers in the political system.
Just very briefly and finally, it sounds as if your gut instinct is that what this election will produce is a minority Labour government.
That's what the polls are telling us, and I think that's probably what will happen after the election, yes.
Lord Steele, David Steele, thank you very much.